If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is March the 19th, 2024, and today the topic is breaking bread. Yes, it's almost afternoon, so good almost afternoon to y'all. I hope you guys had a wonderful day yesterday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. Quick highlight over some things for yesterday. I told you guys yesterday started Joy Week, which is, I guess, a bit of a team building week for the staff at the church. I did not get to participate in the first day of activities, but I did try my best to show that I was there in spirit. Basically, we had to dress up like Pastor Mo, and I guess they went to lunch at Mo's and whatnot as well. And so I put on my best Pastor Mo ensemble and I sent in a text message. So I guess that showed a little bit that my heart, you know, it was there with them. But yeah, I hope everybody else had a great time. I hear they're going to be doing some fun things today. I think relay races slash trivia slash, I don't know, all kinds of good fun. And I'm like, man, but it's all good, man. I look forward to being there on Thursday. I heard that we're dressing up as different decades, and my decade is the 70s. So I'm like, well, that works for me because I already got some ideas and ensemble ideas and stuff. So, but I think I also have to have a karaoke song prepared from the 70s. So we're going to see what the Lord do. But yeah, I don't know like if I'm going to get a chance to do any other day outside of Thursday. But yeah, it seems like there's some good fun and whatnot happening. Good old fellowship, which is interesting that I'm talking about this today. But anywho, let me share anything else of significance yesterday. Oh, yes, I filmed the episode of the GSL talk show. And it was interesting because I tried to reschedule the interview. And she had chosen a later time, and I was when I found out about Joy Week and that the time was conflicting, I asked her, you know, to pick another day or time. She ended up picking an earlier time, but the same day. And I was like, you know, on one hand, I was like, man, you know, I was expecting you to pick a whole different day. But on the other hand, I'm like, hey, let's knock it out. It's fine. And so it ended up being another one of those right on time conversations. Not only, again, what she was sharing during the show was good, but the after-show conversation just really, truly hit home. At some point, I kind of was asking some things that had been on my heart and mind, like some of my frustrations with my current situation and things of that nature. I think I've shared it with you guys, but I can't remember. But basically, long story short, one of the things I've been kind of frustrated about is feeling like I have the answers for people, but also like, people aren't ready to receive or accept the answers. And I'm like, well, Lord, why are they around me? Because if you around me and you start talking about that you want to do this and do that, and I'm over here like, I got the answer for you. And so it's like, it's difficult, right? But lo and behold, I mean, God had already been humbling me about that and whatever and giving me, you know, talk about grace and mercy and stuff like that. But to have the lady, Miss, man, her name just went away from my mind now. Man, I was going to call her out, but now I can't remember her name. But anyway, I did give her a shout out on social media and whatnot, but her last name was McDonald. Miss Ebony. Yes, Ebony with an I. Miss Ebony McDonald, amazing life coach and all that good stuff. I was sitting here talking to her about some of my gripes and things like that. And she's like, oh, yeah, I got something. Because I was like, I feel led to ask you about this. And so I'm like, this is what I'm kind of struggling with. And she's like, oh, yeah, I got something for you. I said, okay. And then she starts to tell me the things that God had already told me like a few weeks ago about giving grace and mercy to people and also asking the question, like, what if God had said that about me? And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I can't do nothing but take this little spiritual spanking right now, man. But it was a good conversation. So shout out to Miss Ebony, you know what I mean? Shout out to her allowing the Lord to speak to little old me through her yesterday. And so, yeah, those were some highlights from yesterday. Oh, well, another highlight, I guess I got to tell you guys, and then we get into this juice, is that yesterday evening, NJ started talking about that PIZZA, yes, pizza, and talking about doing a movie night and stuff like that. And so I thought about it. I went and looked, because we usually get pizza from Domino's, and I went and looked. They had some type of special going on this week. So I was like, huh, I could get some pizza. You know, it's like half off today or whatever. Then the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, man, I've been wanting some popcorn and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, maybe I can order some popcorn, order some pizza. They'll both get here around the same time. But then eventually I was like, at the store, and I was noticing there was a lot of buy one, get one free stuff with Publix. And I was like, And so I ended up just getting pizza from Publix because I got that buy one, get one free. I got popcorn. It was also buy one, get one free. Bread, buy one, get one free. So he still got his pizza. I got my popcorn. And we had a bit of a movie night. One of the movies that he chose to watch was Dennis the Menace, which was actually interesting. You know, watching again one of those old school films with him. But it was good little evening. But anywho, all right. Yes, that is something I used to watch back in the day, the good old Dennis the Menace. But all right, y'all, let's get into this conversation. Breaking bread, y'all, breaking bread. So where did this come from today? Well, one, I would say that it came from the time that I woke up, and that was 2:46. I looked at my phone, and it was 2:46 on the dot. And I said, okay, I made a note of that. But the interesting thing is I woke up a couple of times last night because I woke up from interesting dreams. I don't know if that they weren't bad, but they weren't, I would say, but they weren't good. So I guess that means they're bad. No, I mean, just interesting stuff was happening in dreams. I don't even remember the first one that much, and I didn't make a note of either one. So I know, but yeah, the second one, I kind of remember some of what was going on in that one. And so I guess what I'm saying is I woke up kind of disturbed from the dreams, but then I looked at the clock and it was 2:46. And so when I looked at the verses, I listened to prayer meditation. Me and my husband had some bonding, great conversation about a bunch of stuff or whatever. So that was something that happened this morning as well. But eventually I listened to the prayer meditation and went on back to 2:46 to see what the Lord was sharing with me in that verse. And this is the verse that I came across that just kept being reiterated. It's Acts 2:46. It says, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So yeah, that just kept being reiterated over and over. I'm like, oh Lord, here we go. Then I went to the Strong's Concordance, and when I broke down those words, it seemed to say, my love, and I think one of them was saying, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was their fellowship. So I was like, oh Lord. But anywho, yeah, so it seemed like today this is what this conversation is supposed to be about and whatnot. I mean, I thought about a lot of different things as I was thinking about this concept of breaking bread. I ended up coming across a article, yes, at gotquestions.org. I put it in the Go Deeper section for you guys to peruse and let marinate on your own hearts, souls, and minds. But the article is called, What Does the Bible Mean When It Speaks of the Breaking of Bread? You guys can read the entire article for yourself, but it kind of broke it down in three ways. It said that when the Bible talks about breaking of bread, it was talking about fellowship. It was also talking about communion. And then it also talking about Christ as the bread and his body being broken for us and things of that nature. So looking into all of that just had me just really thinking about fellowship and church and all this different type of stuff. And one of the things I felt led to do is go ahead and look up that definition. Now, I know that those of us, again, that are in Word, we know that the church isn't necessarily the building. But when you look at the definition, it literally says a building used for public Christian worship. But when you look in the Bible, church is more so the called out ones or the people and things of that nature. Again, there's much to say about both of those versions of church and things of that nature. At some point, it crossed my mind about, I think some things I heard recently about the church. I think I told you guys this the other day about I can't remember his name, but basically, long story short, I know a lot of people have strong opinions about the church, right? Especially the American church. And I guess if you go back and look at what the early believers were doing, they were doing something a little bit different than what we are doing. So I kind of went deeper about that a little bit today. It had me thinking about small groups. It had me thinking about home churches and things of that nature. You guys can go deeper about all of that different type of stuff, but I'm just going to stick with these verses that were standing out to me this morning. So Acts 2 and 42 says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship of to the breaking of bread and prayers." Both of the verses that I read this morning, it was interesting. I ended up reading Acts 2 pretty much in its entirety this morning because of that first verse. And I think I talked about this before, but it was very interesting again in those days and times. Now, I think one of the articles I came across today as I was going deeper, I don't think I put it in the go deeper section, but it was saying that just because, again, the early people did do more home gatherings and whatnot, mainly because, you know, either they were trying to, you know, hide out and worship and stuff like that, because, you know, in those days it was pretty much... the persecution was strong and real, I guess, at that particular time of Christians at that time and stuff like that. So they had to, you know, kind of gather in homes and stuff. But it was interesting just thinking about, again, the concept of like people coming together, sharing what they had, things of that nature. So I thought about that again as well. And it seemed that both of these verses are pretty much saying that those people were glad to do those things. And it's like we barely do that as family these days, right? Which is interesting. Even in our own households, right? We barely do that. But then our blood families, and then so let alone saying the quote unquote church. But I don't know, just something to think about. You know, it's important to break the bread of fellowship, you know, not just the eating and all that good stuff, but, you know, all of that. Then I came across John. John 6 and 35, it says, "Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." I guess this is going back to that breaking of the bread of Christ, or Christ being the bread that was broken. I mean, I don't know. Does that answer any questions for you to know that, you know, he says you'll never hunger or thirst? Those that come to him, I mean, some may, I was thinking about, there was a young woman that I heard about recently, I guess that has just, I guess she was a really big YouTuber or something like that. And I know people are mourning her death right now. And she was, I guess, died from cancer, my understanding. And I was seeing some of the last things that she was writing. And, you know, she was talking about how much she's been praying and things of that nature. And I know stuff like that can get tough, right? Just like Kanye was saying last week, right? He done prayed prayers and they haven't been answered. And I know we talked all about that yesterday. I think it was yesterday, whenever I talked about that. But yeah, there could be believers that are physically hungry, right? Physically thirsty. And so you hear this verse that talks about you'll never thirst and you'll never hunger. And we may be like, what does this mean? I guess, I mean, there's something to this breaking of bread. That's what I'm receiving this morning. Whether it's in any of the ways that's represented, again, the fellowship, communion, or, again, the representation of what Christ did for us on the cross. But whatever way is standing out to you to go deeper about, I hope and pray that this will encourage you and inspire you to do so. There is only one section that I put in the go deeper section. And it's Acts 2, 1 through 47. And like I said, you guys can check out that article that I mentioned as well. As you go to gotquestions.org, there's plenty that goes on about all three of those things. And so I'm sure any of your questions that you may have about those things can be answered. The juice this morning is, I guess there, again, there's something to this. This is important, all three. And I mean, I guess that's it. That's it this morning. I don't have too much to add or say about that. Now, the Bible verse of today is Isaiah 25:1. It says, "Oh Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us, because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.